Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it better to rent or to buy? Let's talk to Alex Gailey, a Bankrate data analyst, to see what the numbers show in 50 biggest metros in the United States. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me here.
I was always taught as a kid, and I tried to pass a message along to my kid, to buy as little car as you get by with, but something good, dependable. You know, you don't want to have a clunker, but to really put the money into the house if you can, because you'll get that back. Am I off base there? Have things changed? Tell me what the numbers show.
I don't think you're completely off base there. I still think that the long-term benefits of owning still are there, but it's the reality is that the barriers to enter home ownership have risen so much so that the math has just completely changed, especially in the last few years. I mean, if you looked at about a decade ago and did the math, you would find that in most parts of the country, it was actually pretty comparable, that monthly payment, if you looked at your mortgage and compared it to rent. Nowadays, we're not seeing that. And so what we found in our data is that in the 50 largest metros, that monthly mortgage payment is a lot higher than rent. And this is, of course, more of a short-term take, but it's important to note because, a lot of people do want to own homes, but they're just facing these high home prices. They're facing these high mortgage rates, and it is harder to break into.
So it's not as much about long-term strategy, if I'm hearing you correctly. It's about what you can feasibly do at the moment.
Yeah, I think we have to take into account the reality that we're living in, which is that a lot of Americans still want to become homeowners, but unfortunately they are being priced out, or that it is taking longer for them to save for that down payment. And that is really just because if you look over the last 5 years, home prices have risen 40-50% across the country. We had those low mortgage rates during COVID, but then around 2022, we saw those mortgage rates jump up, and they've really stayed elevated around 6%. And then we can't ignore the fact that we've been in a supply crunch for a long time now, really since the Great Recession. We haven't been building enough homes. And so you combine all these things and you have a housing market really broadly across the country that is difficult for people to break into. Of course, real estate is local and it is going to be easier in parts of the South and parts of the Midwest, and even we're seeing now parts of the West where home prices have come down, and it's going to be a little easier to buy in certain parts of the country, of course.
One thing that I always wondered about was it seems as though people have X amount to pay for housing, and if the interest rates go down, well, then for whatever reason, the price of the house goes up. If the interest rates go up, then the price of the house goes down. Either way, people are still out of pocket the same amount. Am I wrong there or not?
No, you're not wrong there. I mean, certainly when mortgage rates fall, demand does tend to go up. And I would say generally this past year, the housing market has seen somewhat of a cooling or stagnation just because of the continued high home prices, of the continued high mortgage rates. And a lot of markets have kind of shifted more in favor of buyers, and some markets are even seeing some home prices fall. But I would say, though, that generally, it's not enough to make buying truly affordable again. I describe it as the housing market as a whole just being a little bit more favorable for buyers than maybe it was a year or two ago. And you also have to look at the rent side of this. You know, rent growth has certainly cooled across the country. There are places where you're maybe seeing very modest price growth in terms of rent, or you're not really seeing it at all. And so, again, buying in the long term is a very smart financial decision. Again, very broadly speaking here, but in the short term, Americans just feel very crunched to be able to enter home ownership.
Somebody texted in here, and I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse or not, Alex, but they said they were 20 years old, 20-something in the 70s and bought a house, and it was at 13.5%. And they're wondering how people could afford to buy a house at 13.5% interest, but they can't afford to buy it at 7% interest.
Well, I think that's only taking part of the equation into account. You have to take in home price. So I'd be curious to know what they bought that home at in terms of price. But I will say that it's interesting that you bring up that they were 20 years old, because we recently saw with data that the median age of first-time home buyers hit an all-time high of 40, and that is up from 38. Last year. So we are seeing that median age for a first-time home buyer is going up. And I think a lot of it, we can blame the housing affordability crisis for that. And, you know, again, people still want to buy homes, but they're just doing it a lot later in life than historically speaking.
Where did this affordability crisis come? Is there a tipping point where we can come to where, look back and see where it changed?
I think certainly the 2022 mark, that was a big time where things really shifted. When you look at back when mortgage rates were really low during the pandemic, demand really spiked at that point because you had these historically low mortgage rates and people wanted to get in the market. And again, we've really not been building since the Great Recession. And so supply was already constrained. And so you saw these insane bidding wars, people just, you know, passing out, they weren't doing their inspections, they were doing anything to get the house. And 2022 was really when we started to see the housing affordability crisis get worse, because then we saw home prices not only rising at the rate they were, but also mortgage rates then really went up significantly. And so combine those two things, and then also just in the background, knowing supply is already constrained, and then you kind of end up where we are today.
I want to ask about the housing bubble when we come back and the effect that that had. We're talking to Alex Gailey, a Bankrate data analyst. Text me at 504-260-1870. What do you tell your kids? What did your parents tell you? Is it better to rent or buy? And if you have kids, grown kids, are they able to buy a home, or did you have to help them out? And if you are a grown kid, did you buy a home? At what age did you buy a home? Are you trying to get into the market? Is it just too tough? I'd like to hear your story at 504-260-1870, 720, traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Alex Gailey, Bankrate data analyst, about renting as opposed to buying in the 50 biggest metro areas. I had a question, Alex, about the 2008 housing bubble, the crash. Did that necessarily leave a bad taste in people's mouths when, in fact, they were kind of being approved for mortgages that they never should have had in the first place?
Well, we know that was the prime, you know, the housing bubble was the primary cause of the Great Recession, and a lot of people really suffered from that recession. And certainly after the recession, there was a lot of stalling when it came to wanting to build homes and to keep, you know, builders just were feeling uneasy about that. And so really it's when you think about the housing supply constraint today, it is connected to the Great Recession. And, you know, of course, people are wondering, you know, are we in a housing bubble now? And industry experts overwhelmingly agree that we're not, and that a crash is unlikely in the near future. You know, while home prices are high and affordability is a major challenge, the current conditions are structurally different now than they were back then. And we have much stricter lending standards, and we just have a fundamental lack of housing supply.
So why the fundamental lack of supply? That's what I'm trying to get my mind around. Why, if there's, is there not the demand for that? Because if there's a lack of supply, you would think there'd be the demand. So why aren't people building homes?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Or is it because nobody can afford them?
That's a great point. A lot of it is tied to policy and how easy it is to build homes. It's really been hindered since the Great Recession due to a labor shortage, just increased material costs, tighter lending standards, and just broader consolidation in the home building industry. But certainly, I would say policy, local policy, has not made it easy to build. Depending on where you live, there are certainly parts of the country where zoning and regulation, there's a lot of red tape around being able to build more homes. So that's also part of this equation as well.
So if I were to make you the housing czar, how would you fix it?
I'm sorry?
If I were to make you the housing czar, how would you fix it?
I don't know if I'm the best person to answer that. I'm not a policy expert at the end of the day, but I would, what I have heard from economists and experts that I've spoken to about this topic is that the biggest solution to a lot of this is building more homes and building more affordable homes specifically. And then in addition to that, building different types of homes. So, nowadays, there are lots of different ways that you can build homes, whether it's like multi-units or multi-family units, and just making those types of homes affordable to the general American public. That's really important too, because we see a lot of builds that are happening across the country that are for higher income earners, luxury standard. And I think it's also important that we're doing housing for all types of Americans at different income levels.
Yeah, somebody texted in and said nobody wants a starter home anymore, but maybe they're not building starter homes at 1,200 to 1,600 square feet.
Yeah, that starter homes, the lack of starter homes in our supply is certainly certainly a big barrier for a lot of Americans. And maybe it's also changing a little bit of our mindset around what is a starter home. Mm-hmm. Maybe it isn't the typical single family home anymore. Maybe it is more of an apartment, a condo, a townhouse, multi-unit type of building.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time and your insights. Alex Gailey, Bankrate Data Analyst. When we come back, we're going to talk to Peyton Malone and talk about the visibility of the Northern Lights, believe it or not, here in this area at sunset tonight. We'll find out more about that. Then we'll talk to Dr. Fred Lopez about a measles outbreak. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL. You can text me 504-260-1870. Our top of the mind survey. What's your lucky charm? Just don't overthink it. Just tell me. First thing pops to your mind, what is it that's a lucky charm for you? Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.